learn more about the Instagram algorithm? Have a passion for mental health and wellness? Look no further. I'm Kayla, and I'll be your host over here at Marketing and Mental Health, Instagram, Algorithm, and more. Welcome to Mental Health Monday. I'm your host, Kayla, and I can't wait for you to hear what I have for you today. Today, we're going to be talking about emotional health and three quick tips to help you regulate your emotional health. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, I'd love to connect with you over there at Kayla the Nap. Also, if you want to read something physical that pertains to this podcast episode, you can check out my blog post that goes along with it on KaylaTheNap.com. All right, all of that's out of the way, so grab some coffee, tea, your favorite snack, or if you're driving, don't grab anything other than the steering wheel, and let's get to this chat. I truly believe that by changing your perspective, you can aid in your emotional health. Let's start this out by talking about how you view yourself. Do you talk to yourself positively? Do you tend to view your inner critic as the end-all be-all? Or do you challenge the internal narrative by instead fighting against your inner critic and replacing all the lies with truth? Continuing on, how do you view your surroundings? Do you have a constant feeling of lack? Do you tend to sulk in what you don't have instead of what you do? Or do you refuse to live in a constant state of want and instead choose to exercise gratitude no matter what? Lastly, how do you react to situations? Do you consider yourself the sole reason that things go wrong? Do you believe that you must react to everything that comes your way? Or do you choose to recognize that while other people may do things differently, you don't have to show up to every argument, hurt, or uncomfortable situation that you're invited to? This week, I want you to focus on your relationship with yourself. I want you to give yourself permission to do that. Where can you grow? What makes you feel loved? And in what ways can you nurture your relationship with yourself so that you can nurture your relationship with others? I have three pretty simple ways that I focus on self-help. Now, these may only pertain to me. They might not resonate with you. And if they don't, feel free to leave them here. If they do, take them with you. Make mental notes throughout this week to come back to. My first emotional health tip is to connect with your Creator. Being a Christian, I find peace in the presence of God. This looks different depending on my mood or physical location. Sometimes it's a simple prayer, some days it's a whole dialogue, and other times it's a straight-up worship sesh where I'm singing at the top of my lungs. Occasionally, it's literally sitting down in the quiet, reading the Bible, and reminding myself of how I want to live my life and the type of person I want to be. My second emotional health tip is to practice stillness. Some people think that this might be contradictory to my Christian faith. So again, if this part does not resonate with you and you're uncomfortable, don't do it. We all have our own thoughts and beliefs and processes, and something that bothers you may not bother me. Something that bothers me might not bother you. I, however, have no issue with this, and it's yoga. Yoga has been transformative in my life recently. It's a few moments of absolute stillness where I can check in with my body and my mind and challenge myself in new, low-impact ways. I absolutely adore yoga. And most recently, my favorite yoga instructor has been Yoga with Bird because she's sweet, she's non-pushy, I don't have to hear anything about having three eyeballs, and it makes 15 minutes to feel like two. My third and last emotional health tip is coming up right after this very short break from our sponsor. Brain dump. I love brain dumping when I actually take the time to do it, and I can most certainly tell the difference. I've also talked to a lot of my friends about this and have told them to brain dump, and they agree that it makes a huge difference. Brain dumping, in the simplest possible terms, is the art of taking every single pesky and non-pesky little thought and writing them all out. I mean, the most abstract thoughts to the very simple. And by the end of your brain dumping session, you'll be left with clarity and understanding of some of the things that might be holding you back, along with the type of info you need to make some strides towards your emotional and mental healthiest self. I do have some samples of brain dumping journals on my blog if you want to check them out. I hope that you have a wonderful week. I'm rooting for you. I know that this was super short, but I believe that you're created to live a purposeful life, So if you're listening to this, I'm so happy to join your journey. Thank you so much for joining me on this Mental Health Monday. I'll catch you on whatever Wednesday. And if you have a moment, consider leaving a 5-star review so that others can join our community. Also, catch me over on Instagram @KaylaTheNap. We'll chat soon.